96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. In just 3 days, Black history will come alive as the much-anticipated Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opens its doors. The museum promises to inspire, horrify, educate, and yes, entertain the masses expected this weekend and in the many years ahead. And tonight we have a unique preview of the museum. My guests are Mary Elliott, curator of the Slavery and Freedom exhibit at the museum, Janae Smith, CEO of the Jock Michael Smith Collections, and WHUR's own Mo Ivory, who has a very special place at the museum. If you have any questions or comments, and I'm sure you will tonight, about the museum, not only what's inside, but also its origins and all of the things that come with it, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
This is exciting. I mean, there's no other way to put it, Mary. It is extremely exciting. I don't think that when you talk about museums and events, I would argue that this is probably one of the most exciting things to happen in Washington since the inaugurations of President Obama. For you, as a curator, what does this mean?
Well, I have to say I'm a museum specialist and co-curator of the Slavery and Freedom exhibition. My colleague, Nancy Burkaw, is our other co-curator. And a lot of people ask, are you excited? Are you excited? And I tell people that I'm very reflective because this job, and I hate to call it that, it's we are equally passionate about this. And it has been an honor, a privilege, but I have to also add that it has been a duty. It felt like a duty to do this, like we are responsible for bringing this story to bear and making sure it's done in the right way to stop people and make them think a little bit more about the humanity in this story. And while I heard you say the horrors of this experience, I'll give you an example. In the section on slavery and freedom, we talk about the harsh reality of slavery, but we also talk about the resistance, the resilience, and the survival of a people. And so you'll see much of that throughout this museum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Janae, what is the Jock Michael Smith Collection, and what does this have to do with this museum?
Well, thank you, Harold, for having me. The Jock Michael Smith Collection is the largest collection in the world of sports memorabilia, game-worn, authenticated. We have more than 10,000 pieces. And so if we have a piece and I say it's a part of the Jock Michael Smith Collection, then that means those track shoes were really worn by Jesse Owens, or that bat was really used by Jackie Robinson. The importance of the collection in this museum is that it is the central cog in the wheel, so to speak, for the sports gallery. I've been told by several members of in key positions of the museum staff that without the inclusion and partnership with the Jock Michael Smith Collection, that a standalone sports gallery would not have been possible. So for that, I am eternally grateful, humbled. I felt like it was a duty to utilize your word, Mary. Jock Michael Smith is still my father in my heart. He is deceased. He passed in 2012, and he collected this awesome asset for me now over a 30-plus year period. It was just a hobby. He was a lawyer by day with Johnny Cochran, started the National Cochran Firm. But as a hobby, what he loved was sports and sports history, and talking about how sports has been a precursor in our nation all the time for social change and legislative change, for gender, race, and all type of other equality. So it was a natural marriage for me in my father's honor and in the honor of our people to become a part of the Smithsonian.
And I'm going to drill down a little bit more on that, too, because I know you've got a lot to share with us. But I want to talk about why we have, you know, Mo Ivory here, because a lot of people don't know that you know, our own Mo Ivory, and we love her dearly, is, you know, an integral part of this museum. There is a huge statue right on the lawn of...
No, there is not.
No. You know, Mo, I'm just kidding. But, you know, talk to me about the quote, because there is a quote from you in the museum. And, you know, a lot of people would probably be surprised at what that's about.
Yeah. So I first want to say that I would not have been able to navigate to go into the museum to see this quote because I didn't even know it was there until somebody went in there, a soror of mine went in there and saw the picture of it in a preview and sent it to me. But it really stopped right there. I had no access to go to see the quote or anything like that. But it was Janae, who's sitting right here, who is a lifelong friend of mine and a soror, but more my girlfriend.
Which sorority is this?
Delta Sigma.
Okay, just want to get that straight.
Okay,
go right ahead.
Straight. But is more of a sister of reliance because you can always call Janae and you know she'll come through for you. And I knew that this was in the sports gallery. And so I immediately said the only person I could call is Janae because I know about the Jock Michael Smith collection. I've seen it myself and I've touched it and I know how important it is. So I called her and I told her, I think I have a quote in the museum and it's in the sports gallery. And she said, call you right back.
So what is the quote?
That's true. So the quote does say it's in celebration of HBCUs and the athletes that the HBCUs that are such an integral part of HBCUs. And it says, Spelman College taught me the meaning of womanhood and my place as a black woman in this world. I graduated with a degree in confidence, self-esteem, perseverance, and determination.
Where did that come from and how did it get picked up?
Yeah, that came from an interview I was doing on CNN during the Cosby allegations. Okay. And I felt that the negativity that those allegations were bringing to Spelman was unjust. And I wanted to make sure that in that interview, I conveyed the importance of Spelman College to me separate from what was happening with Bill Cosby. And I don't even remember the date that happened. But so the curator, Janae, called the curator for me and said, can Mo call you? And Janae said, call him. And I called him and his name is Dr. Damian Thomas. And I asked him, why did you choose my quote? And he said that he chose my quote because he felt that it best resonated the meaning of historically black colleges and universities. And he wanted people to come into the sports gallery and feel that HBCUs were important. And my quote best described that.
I would agree with that. So, you know, well done, Mo. We are certainly very proud of you for having your quote in. So, you know, you are now a part of history.
I know. It's totally amazing. And I want to thank Janae and Dr. Thomas for allowing me the access to be able to. I did go see it. You can go to WHUR.com. The video is on there from when I went. You know, I was crying and bawling and all that. But I want to say that the most important part to me is the history that it represents for me as a graduate of HBCU, my daughter who now attends Howard University, and all of us that went to HBCUs.
Yeah, my daughter's at Howard.
Yes,
also,
everybody in this room. And Janae is a graduate of Howard University.
Both of my parents.
Yeah.
I'm a graduate of Howard University.
Oh, I mean, it's just the most amazing thing. And that, if that could be a part of my legacy, which it now is, it's just the most meaningful thing in my life.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, we are talking about the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opening on Saturday. Walter, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Walter. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there?
Doing just fine.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead, Walter. Go ahead. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I went down there. I didn't see too much of black history. Only thing I seen was a lot of celebrities up in the front. You know, like, you know, I said, wait a minute, this is supposed to be the black museum, but they didn't show too much of black history of people who discovered a lot of things, you know?
Did you go through Walter, can you hear me? Because you may have gone through the preview. Did you go through the entire museum? Listen to your phone, Walter, not your radio, please. Can you hear me? I think we may have lost Walter. Real quick, Mary, explain why perhaps he missed the bigger picture,
Well, the museum itself is 400,000 square feet. About 100,000 square feet of that is exhibition space. It is pretty dense in terms of content. And so it's been wonderful in that everyone wants to look through the whole museum, through all of the exhibitions. But some people start at the top level. Some people start at the bottom level. At the end of the day, we have 11 exhibitions. So you can start on the culture gallery floor, which is the fourth floor. You can start in the community gallery floor, which is the third floor, or you can go down to the history galleries. But it's important that people know that we cover the sweep of history, and we cover history and culture. So you will see celebrities associated with music, but you'll also see the common man associated with music. You'll see the same thing in sports. You'll see the same thing in taking the stage. We tried to give voice to the iconic figures, but also the common man, the common woman, so that you'll hear those voices, just like Mo Ivory has her quote on the wall. And while you're not a sports figure, your comment was powerful, yeah, right?
Thank you.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls even after 7:30. So if you have a question about the museum, please don't hesitate to call. I wanted to give Janae an opportunity to talk about something that's really critical to history, something you're doing on Friday. Janae, share that with us, please.
Absolutely. Friday, September 23rd, the Jock Michael Smith Collection will be in partnership with Party Politics U.S. at Ketchum Elementary School from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then with your community center at West Elementary School from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and I'm actually taking 25 or more artifacts for the students to touch and talk about history, so we're doing a fancy show and tell, so to speak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's so important, because a lot of times young people don't get the depth and breadth of history, and for young people that are right here.
Of course.
I mean, that's a preview for them, and something that, who knows, that, you know, they can take their parents along once there's an opportunity, because there's going to be a really, really big celebration, certainly on Saturday, but this is really the beginning of something, dare I say, magical.
Mm-hmm.
And so I certainly want to encourage our listeners to give us a call, because we're going to be talking about this even after 7:30, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, that includes Corey in Arnold, Omar in Silver Spring. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll take your calls again right after the break at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.